Welcome back. It is about to be a long weekend in Ottawa. Lots going on, of course, as you celebrate Easter with friends and family this weekend. And for those who maybe are looking at some ways to entertain family members, there's a new event that's happening at the EY Center this weekend. It starts Friday afternoon. It goes Saturday and Sunday as well at the EY Center. A first year, the inaugural edition of Anime Ottawa, which is presented by Ottawa Comic-Con. A lot of you out there are familiar with Comic-Con and have taken part in that over the years. But what about anime? Is that something you're even familiar with? Maybe your kids are into it. Maybe someone in the house is really passionate about it. We're going to find out more as we're joined now by Jenny Lau, Programming Coordinator for Anime Ottawa. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So let's start right there for those who are not familiar. What is Anime Ottawa?
Anime Ottawa, similar to Comic-Con, is obviously more focused on the anime side of things. And we also don't just celebrate anime. Other sort of fandom is welcome to join us too. And also at the same time, really more focused on Asian pop culture.
Okay. So anime is a staple of Asian pop culture?
Yeah.
Okay, describe what it is visually. Well, paint a picture here on radio.
Okay. So visually, I'd say it is a medium that you would use to translate stories, any sort of stories out there, to translate that to any sort of audience where you have, like, say, you know, Disney and Pixar is more focused on their audience, which is the younger kids, while anime is anybody. It could be any, like, we have fans that are pretty high up in the age, but they are also part of it. So,
like animation for adults.
Yes.
Yeah. how much more popular has that become, manga, games, all of that, in recent years? Has it really sort of hit a peak where, I mean, we say Asian pop culture, but really it's kind of, you know, just taken over around the globe?
Right. I would say that COVID was certainly a time where people were just trying to find something to do, and anime and video games and all that was part of it. So I've been in this industry, the convention industry, for since even before COVID. We have seen a huge boom since after that. Like, our attendance have really, really jumped up. And now we feel that Ottawa deserves an AnimeCon.
Has it been happening all over? Are we sort of late to the party here in Ottawa?
You do have other events happening, and we just realized that Ottawa doesn't have a specific anime convention, so it's about time.
How does it compare to Comic-Con for people who have visited Comic-Con and know what that's like?
Well, everything is a little around the same. You have people in costumes, and those are always welcome. Not mandatory, but welcome.
Okay, good to know.
We have a lot of anime-known celebrities. We invited guests from Japan to come and perform concerts for us. We have more programming in a sense that there's a lot of music shows. Obviously, there's a masquerade contest.
So concerts happen right at the EY Center during the weekend?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. There is a concert Saturday night done by people that we've invited from Japan.
Nice. So would some of our audience potentially know some of the names of those who are invited? Who would be the big A-lister there?
Well, aside from, you know, the people from Japan, they're known as Angela. Not name per se. I'm sure that longtime anime fans will recognize their songs because they've done so many. And they also do cover songs for a lot of popular shows. So,
okay.
But then one of the bigger guests, Damon Mills, he is in Dragon Ball. So we have a lot of Dragon Ball fans out there, and we think that this would be a great hit for everybody.
Okay, so and you have the chance to meet and greet, get pictures, that kind of thing, ask questions, all of that?
Yes. So there will be autograph sessions. There will be panels, which is basically programming for them to talk about whatever subject it is that they are talking about. There are also opportunities for, they're all weekend, so go and meet them.
What's the average age of a typical participant, attendee at an anime convention?
If this was before COVID, I would say, you know, teens to 20s, but we've seen the trend of now those teens and 20s have now aged to have their own family, and they bring their families to our convention. So it's pretty.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of everyone right across the board, and the kids have fun with it too.
Exactly.
All right. Love it. Are tickets still available then for people who are just finding out about this now?
Yes, it is still available, but better hurry because it's going to run out.
That was Jenny Lau, Programming Coordinator, Anime Ottawa, happening all weekend at the EY Center.